This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying sunny skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa is slightly warmer, while Eilut remains hot as usual. Tonight, expect a mild evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, the IDF says it killed an armed Hezbollah operative after a manhunt in southern Lebanon earlier today. Also, Ynet reveals former U.S. President Trump claims Prime Minister Netanyahu requested a meeting at the White House, saying he knows who the boss is from earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reports the IDF has killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and apprehended 60 in Judea and Samaria, focusing on Khan Yunis in the southern strip. Separately, Axios shares that Trump remarked on Netanyahu's awareness of who the boss is ahead of a possible White House visit as early as next week. And finally, Lebanon's president rejects criticism from Amnesty International and other NGOs over a deal with Israel, urging the U.S. to help turn the page on wars, reported by the Times of Israel earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that former President Trump believes storms add excitement to events, stating he will be present regardless of the weather. Ynet Global shared earlier today that Jafar Jackson, Michael Jackson's nephew, stars as the King of Pop in a new biopic, emphasizing the emotional connection rather than acting experience. Memory commented 2 hours ago that Afghan Islamic cleric Mohammad Mashkur Kabuli, based in Frankfurt, called for support for Iran-led Axis of Resistance and accused India of connecting the Taliban, Israel, and America. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon. Times of Israel informs us that the operation culminated in the elimination of a Hezbollah operative. This action underscores ongoing tensions on Israel's northern border, with security implications for residents in the area. Turning to the political scene, Ynet reports that former President Trump's comments come amid growing tensions over Iran and operations in Lebanon. Netanyahu's request for a meeting highlights the delicate balance of U.S.-Israel relations, particularly as both nations navigate regional threats. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the IDF's focused operations in Gaza and the West Bank. The targeting of terrorists in Khan Yunis follows a series of escalations in the region. This marks a significant effort to stabilize the area, potentially impacting future security dynamics. On the diplomatic front, Axios reveals Trump's remarks about Netanyahu's potential White House visit. Scheduling could influence both diplomatic ties and regional strategies, reflecting shifting political alliances. Finally, in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports President Michel Aoun's dismissal of criticism regarding agreements with Israel. His call for U.S. assistance signifies an attempt to move beyond historical conflicts. This could pave the way for new diplomatic engagements in the region. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israelis are increasingly combining their vacations with educational experiences. A MasterCard study shows cooking and crafts are particularly popular areas for skill development during travel. Separately, CTech highlights that AI is not creating super hackers, but is instead enabling less skilled cyber attackers. This trend presents new challenges in cybersecurity, emphasizing the need for faster detection of attacker behavior. And finally, Walla Business covers the demolition of a home in the ecological community of Khalil. This follows a legal battle over agricultural land use, raising questions about housing and land policies in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information Please verify key details independently.